And if there was three, if there was four of us, I'd just quarter it. We'd all have a quarter. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, divide, and that's the way we'd do things like that.
And if one of your friends had a whole bunch of apples and you wanted one, what did you say to him?
Well, I don't know. If he was so tight with his apples, he wouldn't offer me one. I don't know whether I'd say anything or not. I just let him keep them. I don't know any other way to answer that. I don't know whether I ever experienced that or not. But usually, I guess, if he had a lot of apples, well, he'd offer me one of them. I just don't know any other way to answer that. I could tell you a cute little story about the little colored boy that was eating an apple. And another little kid was standing watching him, and he was just eating away, and he was really enjoying this apple. Pretty soon I don't know whether it's another little colored boy or not, but anyway, he says, could I have the coal? And this little nigger boy says, there ain't gonna be no coal. The coal, well, that is the core, you know. The apple isn't all around it, and they have the core left. He said, could I have the coal? And I think it was two little nigger boys. And this other, and he says, there ain't gonna be no coal.
Did you ever cut your apples up in little pieces and dry them?
Oh, mercy, yes. My goodness, yes. We dry them, you bet. Just cut them and put them up on a shed where nothing can get to them. And then fight the birds away from them. Dry them. And then put them in the flour sack or something. And hang them up so the mice couldn't get to them. Hang them up on a wire, on a string, so the mice couldn't get to them. Oh, yes, we put up worlds of dried apples, and then work all those. I don't know, but I tell you, way back there, by golly, you wouldn't think that there'd have been a piece of machinery like an apple peeler, but we had one.
Those were slip devices, weren't they?
It's the darn thing you ever saw. Stick that apple on there and just turn that crank and just peel it. This is pretty, and them peelings was just paper thin. Well, we never throwed them peelings away. They went into a big kettle and went on the stove and made jelly out of them peelings. Made marvelous jelly.
Saved all vitamins.
Yeah, you betcha. Yes, sir. I can remember my folks getting that and getting that apple peeler. Well, I thought that was really something.
Did you ever hear pieces of dried apple called schnitz?
No.
I guess that's just in German places that they call them that.
Well, I suppose. No, I never heard them called it. No.
Did you have those things out in your garden that grow underground, have a shell on them, grow in a vine?
With a shell?
Yeah. And you crack them and you take these two or three little nuts out.
Oh, are you thinking of peanuts?
Uh-huh. Is that what you call them as a boy?
Peanuts?
Uh-huh.
Well, peanuts, man, they grow in the ground.
Yeah?
Yes. But we never raised any peanuts. No.
You ever hear those called goobers?
Yes, that's right. I've heard lots of people call them goobers. That's right. Yep. I've seen people raise them up there in our country. But we never did. We never did.